message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Appreciate our Father in the Lord for this great opportunity that He has granted unto me to stand before the people of God tonight. If you are appreciating this great man of God, you can do better than that. We appreciate you, sir. We pray that the Lord will increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm ever grateful to God for making me to come in contact with this great man of God, because God has used him tremendously to change the story of my life. And I want to appreciate the amiable wife of our Papa. Mama, we say thank you for supporting Papa. We pray that the Lord will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, today is day 4 of this wonderful program. We'll be continuing tonight. The topic tonight is divine presence for signs and wonders. Divine presence for signs and wonders. And I want us to know that God is going to do wonders tonight in the name of Jesus. On day 1, Papa talked about that every child of God, Papa said something. He said every child of God must enjoy signs and wonders. It must be evident in our lives. You know why? Because signs and wonders is in our DNA. When something is in your DNA, you don't struggle to manifest it. A lion does not struggle to roar. When it is time for a lion cub to roar, the thing will roar naturally. You don't teach a dog how to bark. It's in the DNA. Signs and wonders is in our DNA. Come to your neighbor, say signs and wonders is in your DNA. And he further explained what a life of signs and wonders are, or what it is to live in signs and wonders. Supernatural life, a life of unexplainable progress and result, a life of distinction and continual celebration, a life of heaven and earth, a life that is exempted from suffering, a life that is regular in the doings of God. And on day 2, he talked about faith for signs and wonders. And I tell you, without faith, you cannot access signs and wonders. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And yesterday was powerful. How many of you were blessed yesterday? I was tremendously blessed. Mama talked about the fear of God for signs and wonders. And she listed some benefits of fear of God. When you fear God, you will walk in wisdom. When you fear God, secret and revelation will be released unto you. When you fear God, you are preserved from evil. And I tell you that God is going to do something tonight as we go further in this series in the name of Jesus. The divine presence of God is the vehicle upon which signs and wonders will flow. Wherever the presence of God is manifest, signs and wonders must be made present. God's presence will always carry signs and wonders. The divine presence of God will always carry with it signs and wonders, because our God is a God of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. The presence of God brings you into an atmosphere of signs and wonders. Turn with me into the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus chapter 33. And we'll be reading from verse 14. The book of Exodus chapter 33. We'll be reading from verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. My presence shall go with thee. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not from thence. This is the servant of God, Moses, speaking. He said, God, if your presence will not follow us, please don't move us forward. I tell you, more than anything that you can desire in this year 2019, it is the presence of God. If there is anything that will take you to the place of honor, it is the presence of God. The secret of success, signs and wonders lies in the presence of God. Understand this, that if you carry the presence of God, you carry power. Hallelujah. When you carry the presence of God, you carry power. The servant of God understood this very well. And he told God, he said, God, please, if your presence will not go with us, don't let us bother to move. I dare to say tonight, if the presence of God will not move you with you in 2019, then I don't want to say that person is in trouble. Like they will say in my place, they say, any Karen. I don't know why they say people Karen when you have not Karen. But what it means is, The person will be in serious trouble. Hallelujah. The presence of God delivers from trouble. Hallelujah. Having the presence of God go with you through the year is more than riches. It's more than all the wealth the world can give unto you. It's more than fame. It's more than what you can think of. More than anything. The presence of God is powerful. And I want to challenge you that you seek the presence of God and stay in that presence and be a carrier of the presence. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm 55, David, King David, says something in Psalm 51 verse 11. He says something in Psalm 51 verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He understood that this is a man that continually enjoys the presence of God. And at this particular junction, he did something. And God was dealing with him. And he said, God, if at all you will kill me, kill me. Even if you want to take the throne, take it. Whatever you want to do. But please, one thing. Don't take me away from your presence. Don't let me miss your presence. Because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the presence of God gives you so much joy. The presence of God releases so much power unto you. Praise the Lord. How do we assess this presence of God? How do we assess it? The divine presence of God. How do we assess it? How do we assess the divine presence? Because you need to know how to assess this divine presence. Number one key to assessing the divine presence of God is you must be a new creature. That is, you must be born again. You must be born again. You cannot continue in sin and say, grace we abound. If you are not a child of God, you cannot assess God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our dear beloved president, he said something when he was being inaugurated. He said, I am for everyone and I am for no one. Indeed, he's right. Was very right. He is the father of the nation, yet he is for no one. But those that are his knows that he belongs to them. And there are some people, they don't need to take clearance from SSS or DSSS or the Brigade of Guard or whatever for them to appear in the presence of the president. Madam Ajia Aisha Buhari does not need permission to assess her husband. The children don't need permission. They don't need clearance from DSS. A child of God does not need clearance from a man to assess God. But you know what? Sin will hinder you from assessing that presence. And until you become a new creature, you cannot assess that presence. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your iniquity has separated between you. Now, if you look at this scripture very well, it didn't say your iniquity have separated you from God. He said it has separated between you. That is, it's like a barrier between you and God. And until you surrender your life to Christ and take on the nature of God, which we are at the beginning, you cannot assess the presence of God. Because at the beginning, Adam enjoyed the full presence of God. He doesn't need to do anything to assess God. In fact, he talked with God like you would talk with your friend. Hallelujah. But when he sinned, the Bible said, and Adam hid himself. And when God came in the cool of the evening to discuss as usual with his friend Adam, he said, Adam, where are you? He said, God, I'm somewhere hiding from your presence. You know why? Sin became a barrier immediately between him and God. But thank God for the second Adam. Because by the sin of one man, the whole earth fell into condemnation. But by the coming of the second Adam, man has access to God. To as many that believed in him, to them has He given the power to become sons of God. Brethren, tonight I want you to know that when you surrender your life to Christ, that's the first step in accessing the presence of God. Tonight, as many that needed salvation, the grace for salvation is open unto you in the name of Jesus. Many of us know that salvation is grace. It's grace. It's grace. That grace is open unto somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two thing that you need to do to assess the presence of God. I'm just trying to rush everything. I have more, but I'm just going to run through because we want to pray more tonight. You need to draw close to God. Having gotten out of sin, Bible said, if you are a new creature, if you have given your life to God, you are a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, having done that, you need now to do what? It is your responsibility to now draw closer to God. You need to draw closer to God. You need to be closer to God. You know, the closer you are to a fire, the hotter you are. And the farther away you are from the source of the fire or the source of the heat, the cooler you become. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our mothers can testify. When they are cooking, the thing, the heat from the soup gets to them. But when you move away, it becomes cooler. So the closer you get to God, the more you experience His presence. Hallelujah. And the more of that presence you carry. Praise the Lord. When you pick a piece of iron and you bring it close to a magnet and you rub it around the magnet for some time, even when you take the magnet away, that piece of iron behaves like a magnet. You know why? It's close to a magnet. It has rubbed itself against a magnet. It begins to act as a magnet. And as long as it keeps continually recharging, it keeps carrying that power. But the farther away you move, the cooler you become. And you know there's a danger in that coolness. There's a danger in that coolness. Because the farther you are away from God, the closer you are to the devil. When you move away from God, the more you move away from God, the closer you get to the devil. And you know, Mama said something yesterday. That your conscience, the fear of God in you, when you do things over and over, begins to go down. You are going away from God. It begins to go down. And the more it goes down, the more you are motivated to do the wrong thing, the more. Then you get closer to the devil. And you can never be a carrier of divine presence. How do you draw close to God? Number one, via fasting and prayer. Via fasting and prayer. And that's what we are doing tonight. Via fasting and prayer. Fasting with prayers humbles the flesh and empowers the spirit. It humbles the flesh and it empowers the spirit. Fasting and prayer humbles the flesh and it empowers the spirit. May your spirit man be empowered tonight in the name of Jesus. You know where we started? Pastor Jala asked how was the day? And I responded that I felt the fasting for the first time today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I felt it. Maybe because of the vigil. How many of us did the vigil that Papa asked us to do yesterday? At least you woke up at night to pray. Either early morning, 4, 5, or late. How many of us? God bless you for doing that in the name of Jesus. More power will be released unto you in the name of Jesus. You know, fasting humbles the flesh and energizes the spirit. And you know, when you fast, your spirit man is more alert. And the more alert it is, the more it can tap into the divine presence of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number two is via worship and thanksgiving. Via worship and thanksgiving. Via worship and thanksgiving. Psalm 95 verse 2 says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us come before His presence with what? With thanksgiving. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Praise the Lord. You see, the verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. When you worship God, you come into his presence. Worshiping God, thanksgiving and worship, takes you from the level of the natural to the level of the divine presence of God. And that is why you must be a true worshiper. Tell your neighbor, are you a true worshiper? Worship attracts the presence of God and takes you closer to the presence of God. Number 2C, constant and regular fellowship in his sanctuary. Constant and regular fellowship in his sanctuary. The house of God is the place where his presence dwells. Your constant and continuous fellowship and regular fellowship in his sanctuary draws you closer to his presence. It is easy for you to enter the presence of God in the house of God more than when you are alone. You know, there is something that is called corporate anointing. And there is something that is called superior anointing. Now, when you are under superior anointing, you don't operate by your own anointing. You operate by the anointing that is upon the servant of God that is ministering to you. Praise the Lord. An example was Peter, when Jesus was working on the water. And he said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. Peter does not have the power of his own or his own anointing to do that. But by the anointing and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, come. And he began to walk. And the moment he realizes that he's walking, then he looked at him and said, me, Emike. He doubted himself. He didn't know that it wasn't him that was walking. It was Jesus that was actually walking. Jesus was actually carrying him by his spirit. So when he doubted, that caused the break. Because that connection was severe. And he began to sink. And Jesus Christ quickly rescued him. You see, when you come into the presence of God regularly, there is a portion of the oil that flows from the top that comes upon you. The Bible says the oil that flows upon Aaron down. That oil flows down and it becomes an impartation and it gives you an unusual access to the presence of God. And that is why I pity those that don't come regularly to the house of God. Because they are losing so much. Praise the Lord. Number 4, that's number 2D. Personal quiet time. When you wake up in the morning, do you have the time to fellowship with God? Daily devotion brings you closer, brings you into his presence. Never start a day without fellowshipping with him. The moment your feet touch the ground, you should go into fellowship with God every day of your life. And I pray that God will bless you in Jesus' name. Number what now? 2E, via adequate word intake. Via adequate word intake. The word of God is God. Hallelujah. The word of God is what? Is God himself. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And with him all things were formed. John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. So the word of God is God. So when you are taking in the word of God daily, adequately, you are taking in God. So you are taking the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Now, the word adequate is significant. Adequate means if your level of spiritual operation is 5 chapters and you are eating 2 chapters, you'll be malnourished. I don't know if you are getting it. There is a required calorie that I need to take as a grown adult per day. King David Okegbenro can never, at his level now, try what I will eat at any time. No matter how hungry or famished is, it's not possible. Because, well, you know why? It doesn't require it. But if I'm eating what David, King David, is eating, what do you think will happen to me? Better imagine. Hallelujah. You won't like to see me. That's the same thing spiritually. You know, when Papa was saying this thing yesterday, that was when I think it was Mama that talked about it yesterday. That was when the Holy Spirit gave me this understanding. No, it was Papa when he said you can start with one chapter. And you know, he said some people were thinking in their heart. That thing he said, I also received it. That some people were, I also received. In fact, as he was saying it, I was laughing. I said, this Holy Spirit is wonderful. What God revealed, I also received it, that there are some people here who are saying, am I a pastor that I will be eating 15 chapters a day? And Baba said, oh, you can take one. Now, because Papa has said you can take one, then you now start taking one. From January, you are still taking one till December. You are going to be malnourished. You won't enter into the level of His presence that you are supposed to operate from. Hallelujah. You'll be malnourished. So as you are taking it, you are increasing. As you are taking it, you are increasing. My level may be 10 chapters. Papa's level may be 30. That is the level. Adequate. Word intake. Adequate. What is adequate for you may never be adequate for me. So if I try it, I might be failing myself. Turn to your neighbor. Say, are you eating adequate food? Spiritual food. Hallelujah. You know, some people can eat more than adequate akpu, more than adequate pounded yam. And when you eat, the beauty about this is there is no level that is ever too much. You can eat natural food and it will become too much. You can't eat the word of God and it will be too much. Because they are life. The word of God is life. The more you take, the more life you have. The more you take, the more of God in you. The more you take, the more of His power you receive. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number three now. Via intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, if you want to enjoy the presence of God, you must be a carrier of the Holy Spirit. You must be a regular friend of the Holy Spirit. You must be somebody that understands the Holy Spirit per time, per moment, per season. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is real. It is the Spirit of God. It is the one that will take you to the presence of God. It is the Holy Spirit that will take you to that divine presence. And if you are not in relationship with the Holy Spirit, you cannot enjoy the fullness of the presence of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Can you see that? That is why you must be born again. Because when you are not born again, you are still in the world. Because whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. Can you see that? But you know Him, for He dwells with you, and ye be and shall be in you. So when the Holy Spirit comes into you, it will give you access to the Father. It will give you what? Access to the Father. It will give you what? Access to the Father. And if you read further down, time will not permit me, you will understand what we are talking about the more. Up to verse 24. Praise the Lord. So you need relationship with the Holy Spirit on a continuous basis. And that is why sin, and the Holy Spirit hates sin. And that will lead us to point number four. Walking in righteousness. Walking in righteousness. Living a righteous life is not a popular lifestyle in this our generation. Uprightness is no longer popular. It's not popular. The world is perverse so much that sin is celebrated, while righteousness and uprightness is relegated. The world is so perverse. We celebrate sin. We celebrate unrighteousness. You see a lady that is exposing what she's not supposed to expose. She says she's a slave queen. What kind of queen dresses naked? Have you seen a queen dressing naked before? Then you call such a person a queen? Should I not call the person? I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. Somebody that is half naked says, slay queen. What, which queen? What queen? What queen? Have you seen Queen Elizabeth? dressing, and you are seeing a lap up to here. No! It's not possible! It's not possible! Have you not noticed? Even our common hernias here, at least I've seen one, that when he wanted to cough, just ordinary cough, the man, maybe he has catarrh or something, he wanted to cough, the Dongaris, they use their wrapper to surround him, to prevent people from even seeing him coughing. Yeah. You've not seen when the honey of Ife wants to come down, how they cover him. Royalty. There's somebody who is exposing and who is dressed anyhow. They said it's a queen. What kind of queen? Queenship is that? We celebrate all righteousness, and that is why the presence of God is so far away from people today. It's so far away. Because we value things that are not. Somebody who has done Yahoo, now had plus, now had A plus, so it comes with a ride, and everybody is hailing, hey. And you know that there is no way in the entire universe that this 19 years old boy will be able. He's not a footballer, neither is he a musician. He's doing nothing, waking up sleeping. Then he comes and he says, Baba. Kind of decadence of righteousness. We have lost, and that is why the presence of God is so far away. It's far away. It's far. Brethren, I want you to know that if you must be a carrier of the divine presence, you must walk in uprightness. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 talks about that. Blessed is the man that does what? That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Brethren, righteousness brings prosperity. Righteousness brings increase. Righteousness brings upliftment. Do you know what? Righteousness brings security. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 9.